Hey, all you space cats. Welcome to the Black Hole Podcast. This is Season 4, Episode 5, I'm a Voter Tech Startup. And today we're going to be talking equal pay, streaming services, and radio sensitivity. But first, I want to give an update on the I'm a Voter voting platform. As I said before, I reached out to the computer club at the University of Pittsburgh. Now I've reached out to other universities in the Pittsburgh area and a few other universities. They're computer clubs, not the actual university, because I don't know how they're going to react to this proposal of this voting website, voting platform. So I'm reaching out to computer clubs. I'm going to keep reaching out to computer clubs in all of the major universities in the United States. I mean, eventually a student or a grad student or an alumni is going to say, this is a really good idea and I want to help you do it at University of Pittsburgh and at my own school. So that's what I'm hoping for. So that's the update on I'm a Voter. So now I'll get into the rest of the podcast. So I want to talk about equal pay at UPMC. And, you know, I've said earlier in this season, talked about equal pay at the University of Pittsburgh. That's what the I'm a Voter platform, one of the goals is going to deliver equal pay between male and female workers. So also, Pitt also has a hospital system called UPMC, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. And what I'm saying here is why stop at just the university? Why not reach out to the whole system, the hospital system, everything, so that doctors get equal pay, nurses get equal pay, you know, at their different levels of employment, at their different compensation levels, they're all equal. So I've heard the terms, I've heard equal pay for equal work. That's what the politicians are saying, and you know, people say in this country, equal pay for equal work. I think it should just be equal pay. I mean, we live in capitalism. We can have bonus structures to account for certain things, and I'll explain what I'm talking about. The best argument that I've ever heard, or one of the best arguments I've heard for men getting paid more than women, was regarding nurses. So a male nurse might get paid a little bit more than a female nurse, and this is because they are physiologically a lot of times stronger than the female nurses, and so they're more apt to get asked to lift patients into, you know, gurneys and lift them into different situations. They'll get asked more times than say maybe a smaller female coworker. So that's the best argument I could ever hear about men getting more compensation than women is because they might get asked more often to lift and use their back to lift things. But, you know, it's easy to rectify this situation. I mean, you could have a bonus structure for lifts. So all base salary for nurses would be the same, but we'll say like a doctor could sign off on each lift that a nurse does. The patient themselves could sign off that, yes, I was lifted into another bed by these nurses, and sign off that there was a lift done. And, you know, what, $2, $5 per lift? You know, so it's usually a team of nurses. It's not just one, you know. So you could bonus and level the playing field, but the base pay would be the same. And then for extraneous activities, there's a little bonus system in place. So that's what I say, equal pay, not, you know, just equal pay. So let's demand equal pay at Pitt and at the University of Pittsburgh and UPMC hospital system. And hopefully we can get there using the I'm a Voter platform. So I want to move on to my YouTube channel, Disability TV, the Disability TV streaming service, hopefully someday. And I'll tell you, if I were in charge of a streaming service, I'll tell you exactly what I would do. Because let's talk about advertising in the media. What is it about now? It's about mind reading. I mean, they say they're anticipating needs, but it's basically about spying on people to the point that you can almost read their minds. And that's the direction it's going, is brainwashing people to buy stuff and mind reading what they need if they're not able to be coerced, but through brainwashing, basically. And that's advertising in this United States capitalist model. And you know, they're gonna keep advertising, keep spying on you until they know your every need, your every want, and until they can convince everybody to put a chip implanted in their arm or their brain, and that's how you have to function in this society now, and then they'll be able to just link up right to your brain. I mean, I know it's a little exaggerated, but hey, that's the direction we're headed. I think it is. I mean, every little thing you do on the internet is monitored for advertising purposes. So, and purchases at stores, they track it, and everything with your credit cards. So it's about mind reading. What I would do if I were in charge of a streaming service is fight this trend towards this advertising every little second of your day. I would stand up to them and say, hey, let's do what makes sense here. And it takes a little participation from you, the consumer, but let's take the psychology out of advertising, even the comedy out of advertising, and let's do simple adverts. Simple adverts, little commercials. They're still the standard 30-second commercial, minute commercial. Here's my product. Here's three features of that product. Here's the charity we give to, and here's where we volunteer and our employees volunteer. Simple advertisements like that. So that you can compare the products based on their features and based on how the company uses its time and money. So it requires participation from the consumer. So basically, with the streaming service, there would be an app like all of them, and you would keep a shopping list. You would make a list of your needs. Here's what I'm in the market for. Here's what I'm going to need to buy in the next several weeks, months, whatever. You make a running list. We have access to that list. And then when the time for advertising comes, when you have to watch ads or when you choose to watch ads, hypothetically through my streaming service or the one I'm in charge of, you get these simple commercials that help you decide on what product you need. That's what advertising should be about. Here are the features of the product. Compare each product. So you would get three commercials, and they would all be for vacuums. If you needed a new vacuum and you put that on your little shopping list. And you could compare via the commercials, and you could go link to the website, and you could compare your products. So the ad shown to you would actually help you make your decision. So let's fight the advertising cycle, where it's headed, mind control or brainwashing or, spying, corporate spying, things of that. And I can make these commercials. Let's stand up. If you have a business, I'll help you make the commercials now. I have a GoPro camera. It's HD. I have a degree in film studies. I'll give you a good price for making a simple commercial. We'll post it to the Disability TV YouTube channel as a way of protest of where the advertising sector is going. And I know a lot of advertising agencies aren't going to like this idea. I mean, they want you to make a new commercial every year, every half year. What I'm talking about is commercials that could last 5 or 10 years, and we would have those in a database that get queued up based off of your shopping list. So it takes a little bit of AI and uses it the right way instead of using it to spy on you, using AI to spy on you. This would use it to queue up the right commercials so that you can make better decisions as to what you want to buy as a consumer. So let's fight against the mind reading. But you won't need a chip and plant it in your brain, probably, to for them to read your mind. They can just turn up the new 7G network, and they'll be able to read your thoughts probably right off of that, right? Or have something in your TV that links up. Who knows? What I'm getting at is I haven't talked about wireless waves for a while. I talked about it when I was a coal miner. It's one of the reasons I went to be a coal miner, is to escape the wireless waves. I thought I was safer in a coal mine than in this field of wireless waves. And the reason, you know, I just want to update and talk about this a little bit is I have searched for the effects of wireless waves on living things. Google searches, different searches on the internet. I found one plant study and around 20-ish mice or rat studies, okay? Like 25 studies done into this. And we built a whole network of wireless towers all over this country that you cannot escape. And we did 25, 30 studies in the United States. So, you know, the reason I'm talking about this is if you would like to see what I would do as chairman of the FCC, go to the Mitch for Mayor website. That's Mitch4Mayor.com website, and go to the FCC tab, and I explain in detail what I would do as chairman of the FCC, or as a commissioner in the FCC, or even in some lowly job in the FCC if someone could find me a job there. But we've done these studies. Some of them show that mice are have more sleeplessness. They're disorganized. So the plants don't grow as well next to the Wi-Fi or the wireless waves. So some of these, and then there's studies trying to link cancer to wireless waves. Most of those show that it does not cause cancer. And interestingly enough, it causes less cancer in males than females, or kind of prohibits cancer from forming in males. So that's an interesting aspect. If you want to see the links to these studies, they're on my other website, plotm.com. That's plot, the letter m.com. There's links to these studies. I've also founded a Facebook group called Friends Against Big Wireless, where I post some of the links to these studies. But I think it's unbelievable that we built this intense wireless network with only a few studies and it was causes of cancer. As chairman of the FCC, I would conduct thousands of studies, including studies into animals being sensitive to wireless waves, animal sensitivity to wireless waves. If a small percentage, 10-20% of mice stay away from the wireless waves, stay in a different compartment of their cage because of wireless waves, things of that nature, we can, if they're sensitive, then we can assume that there must be something in their brain telling them to stay away from the wireless waves. If there's something wrong with their brain, this would mean they have mental illness. If it causes something to be wrong with their brain, then that could be assumed that they have a mental illness. And there could be a direct cause-effect between wireless waves and this mental illness. I mean, the problem is people are addicted to wireless waves like we were addicted to tobacco and cigarettes for hundreds and hundreds of years. So is it going to take 100 years like it did tobacco to do the studies, or hundreds of years? I mean, 100, probably like 100 since modern medicine, modern techniques have been around before we studied the links between cancer and tobacco. And again, they did a multitude of studies on wireless waves causing cancer, but they did not check into other things that could cause, like radio sensitivity, wireless sensitivity, and mental illness. So tobacco is linked, it can be linked to mental illness, because addiction is in the DSM, the manual for mental illness, the big, thick manual that psychologists use. Addiction is in there, It's in the DSM, but wireless sensitivity is not in the DSM. So why isn't this a diagnosis? Why we have all these wireless waves, why isn't it logical that some people are sensitive to it, especially when they have auditory and visual hallucinations and we are transmitting audio and video signals through the airwaves that is inundating people's brains and bodies. So that's my little diatribe on wireless waves. See what I would do as chairman of the FCC. I'm going to try to wrap it up now. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I know a lot of people, it's not going to be popular, this wireless waves thing, but we can have, I'm not anti-internet. You can have the internet and all the plethora of things that the internet offers without wireless, if people choose to. So I'm not saying eliminate all wireless. I'm just saying maybe certain populations would like to have a wireless-free zone or a city without wireless. So that's all I have today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to you for listening to this podcast. Tune in when I update the next time. Thanks.